Radio Africana,
your non-stop entertainment radio.
My people, how you doing? Is everybody okay? Is everybody good? It is time to vibe with Masha on your numero uno, number one Afrobeat radio station based in Manchester, Radio Africana, with your main man Itayo Mustafa is the name. I am your microphone Berlusconi, the don of the smooth talking Marshall on Radio Africa. Still vibing, and we'll still continue to vibe. It depends on the situation, it depends on the issue. We can vibe on a very hot level, and we can vibe on a very cool level. But today, it's a mixed feelings. And we can't stop talking about our country, our dear country, Nigeria. Things are happening. Everybody is calling Federal Republic of Nigeria a home video now, where you get so many scripts happening within a second. The unexpected is happening. The unimaginable is happening. It's like the good, the bad, and the ugly. We'll continue to vibe this Saturday and every Saturday from 1 in the afternoon to 2 to your personal person, with your personal person, Marshall of Manchester, on your number one online radio station, Radio Africana. For your comments, please don't hesitate to send us messages on 0744-881-1570. WhatsApp messages 0744-881-1570. Welcome. Fasten your seatbelt. Let's get on board and let's vibe together this bright sunny Saturday on Radio Africana. Before we go on break, a series of happenings in the aviation sector in Nigeria in the last 1 to 2 weeks, and our people have actually capped it. Quam 1, Quam 2 incident, Quam 3 incident, Quam 4 incident, and everybody have expressed their opinions about it. Everybody have talked about it. Everybody became an aviation expert overnight. That's Niger for you. We talked about the Quam 1 episode, we talked about the Comfort episode, and one or two other things that happened in the aviation sector. And through most of Nigerians' expectation, it is normal for these offenders to face the law. It is expected that they should be brought to book. It is assumed that they should face the consequences, because what they did was over and above something that should just be swept under the carpet. But to our surprise, our almighty federal government of Nigeria just woke up one morning and decided to give them a slap on the wrist for daring to commit such a very unimaginable offense as far as the aviation sector is concerned. Because I can't imagine the kind of network you have, the kind of wealth you have, that you would dare to stand in front of an aeroplane. I can't imagine the kind of beauty you have, the kind of your background, that you feel that you need to physically attack staffs of an airline, and you expect so that if you do that, you will get away with it? No, I don't think so. I don't think that is right. And to now add insult upon injury, to now rub it in our face, to now tell us that you guys can go to hell. I've never in my wildest imagination heard where an offender of a particular sector is now named as an ambassador of that same sector. Abba, with the craze. What did they worry us for Nigeria now? What happened? How did we get here? Who did we offend? That we will just wake up one day and said Naira Marley is an ambassador of NDLEA. And Kwamwan is an ambassador of the aviation sector. And Comfort is an ambassador of this airline or that airline. Papa, not all of us are fools. Not all of us should be regarded as mumu. We know be mumu. Even if we are not residing in that country, we know what goes on every day. And we know the expectations of people. We know what we expect from our leaders, from the people we elect to govern us, to direct us, to rule us. But in their whims and caprices of their decision making, they should not put it on, rub it on our face that we can do whatever we want to do. You guys should just go to hell. We will not keep quiet. We'll keep advocating for good governance. We'll keep advocating for good leadership. We'll keep advocating for transparency, for accountability. We won't stop until we get it right. Trust me, we won't stop until we get it right. And we want to start this program today with my favorite song, a song that was released years ago before most of us were born. It's Redemption Song. Nigeria needs redemption. Bob Marley, Redemption Song. I'll be back in a bit.
Merchant ships, minutes after they took I from the bottomless pit. But my hand was made strong by the hand of the Almighty. We forward in this generation triumphantly. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. Have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look? Ooh, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever have, redemption songs, redemption songs, redemption songs. From mental slavery, none but ourselves can free our mind. Oh, have no fear for atomic energy, 'cause none of them can stop at the time. How long shall they kill our prophets while we stand aside and look. Yes, some say it's just a part of it. We've got to fulfill the book. Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? 'Cause all I ever had, redemption songs, all I ever had, redemption songs, these songs of freedom, songs of freedom.
Okay, my people, we can never get tired of talking. I can actually hear the cries of Nigerians advocating for good governance. At this stage where we are now, this is 2025, it is high time we got it right. Is that we got it right now, or we'll lose it forever? As I was saying earlier, if someone could commit an aviation offense and now converted to the face of the same sector, that is sad. That is unacceptable. Yes, a lot of said, yes, he has apologized. Yes, he has. That means I can also stand in front of the aeroplane tomorrow believing that once I apologize, I'll be made an ambassador. That means I can also physically attack or verbally assault a crew, and once I apologize, I'll get an ambassadorial deal. That is absolutely wrong. Mind you, the opinions expressed on this program is personal. It's not a reflection of the radio station. It's not a reflection of the philosophy of the media house. It's just a reflection of my own personal mind, my inner thoughts. And as I also welcome yours to send me WhatsApp messages on 0744-881-1570. We're still vibing on this sunny Saturday on your number one Afro Beat radio station, Radio Africana, based in Manchester, United Kingdom. Series of people have actually had taken the time to express their mind over this ambassadorial bohaha involving Comfort, involving Comone, involving some other Nigerians, and a lot of condemnation has taken place. A lot of people have said, no, it is bad. What is not good is bad. Let me hear your views, my people, on 0744-881-1570. Okay, still talking about Nigeria. We got a sad news recently. 2 weeks ago, election was made for local governments. Chairmen were elected, councillors were elected. And yesterday, one of the councillors that was elected 2 weeks ago, sworn into office, suddenly slumped and died yesterday. Her name is Oluwakemi Rufai. She is a councillor representing Ward C1, Ibeju-Lekki, Lagos State. The circumstances surrounding her death is yet unknown. But the last time I checked, I was told that she was vibrant, she was healthy a day before she died. And a lot of people are asking for investigation surrounding her untimely death, surrounding her unexpected death. It is shocking, it is sad. And through what I heard, Oluwakemi Rufai was a very vibrant female politician as far as Ibeju-Lekki and Lagos State is concerned. While investigation is ongoing, I can only but pray that May her soul rest in perfect peace. And I want to urge her families, both the nuclear and the extended, to take solace in the Lord and pray that Kemi's soul rests in perfect peace. All right, still talking about Nigeria. Let's put Nigeria aside. We have two of the most powerful men in the world meeting yesterday. The President of the United States of America, President Donald Trump, and his counterpart in Russia, Vladimir Putin. I sat down, I watched the video, and I was like, oh, this is a meeting of Tom and Jerry. Everything was like on the edge. Even the facial expression, you will see that it's a very cosmetic smile. The clapping was very cosmetic. But they had a meeting to discuss about Ukraine. But from what I heard, nothing was reached. No deal, no agreement. The only thing that was achieved yesterday was the fact that the two most powerful men in the world had a physical meeting. No official communique has been issued as at now, but from the feelers we get, it was just a meeting of, this is my position, this is your position, let's put it that way and see how it goes. They've been actually having a back and forth interaction, you know, over the social media, over press conferences, over telephone calls and all that. But they had a physical meeting yesterday, and according to one of the authorities in terms of diplomatic relations, Dr. Charles Otuma, who was who worked with United Nations for a very long time but retired now, based in Lagos, said the journey of 1,000 miles starts with a step. So for them to have a physical meeting is an indication that they are willing to talk, they are willing to discuss, they are willing to reach an agreement, a deal, or a compromise, as we might put it. But for the fact that they have met and they have talked is a step, a, if you can call it, a bold step in the right direction. And that brings me to one song I love so much, which I'm not sure relates with these, but sarcastically I think it does. YMCA. Joy, YMCA. See you in a bit.
You can go, I said yeah.
Okay, people, I'm actually enjoying all the messages you're sending, and we will continue to pray for Nigeria. We will continue to pray for our dear country. Keep on sending your messages. The ones I can send to Nigeria, I will send to them. The ones that I can display on the show, I will definitely. But trust me, we all have equal fundamental right to express our position, to express our opinion, to express our views, to express our concern as far as happenings in Nigeria is concerned. Still talking about Nigeria, one of Nigeria's best musicians got married recently, and out of all the razzmatazz that went on, all the paparazzi, Nigerians condemned the suit war by Afrobeat sensation Davido at his white wedding in Miami, United States of America recently. What happened? Now in clothes now. Now you get them. Whatever you won't wear. Even if you won't wear Siddiqui, may you wear Siddiqui. I tire. Oh, look. I tire. But according to Nigerians, they felt he should have done better than that kind of a suit. And the video now went further to explain that he got this suit, very expensive suit, from one of the world's top rated fashion outfit based in London. The fashion outfit is called Tom Ford. You can Google it. Celebrities do patronize Tom Ford for their quality. But you trust Nigeria now, their eyes passed X-ray machine. They brought out some abnormalities in the suit. Behind the jacket where it was amended, by the pants where it was amended, they condemned the choice of the color, they condemned the fabric, they did so many things. Some even said Davido bought a ready-made suit. Ah! Davido, no, no, no. So his manager had to come out with photos taken when they were taking his measurement at Tom Ford. So that one quelled the issue of whether he bought a ready-made at ABBA or he bought a ready-made at Bend Down Select. And Uche Nnaji is one of Nigeria's top fashion critics, and came out to say that outfit is actually shabby. Please mark the word shabby. But Davido also has his own stylist. His stylist name is Yasmin Ntuwari, who went as far as explaining that no, it's not shabby, it is just a fashion, and also it is a suit that was specifically manufactured when it comes to the choice of the color, the fabric itself, the sewing, the fittings and all that, and the accessories attached to it, that it was all done right from the scratch by Tom Ford for Davido. But left, right and center, there's nothing you can do to satisfy humans. People will always come out and bring you the plus and the minuses. The young man has had his wedding, and interestingly, I saw on the social media how good this guy is. Let me give you an example. You know his godfather is Dangote. His father is a billionaire. His uncle is the current governor of Osun State, and he has a godfather in Dangote. So if three people like this surround you, do you need to sweat? Do you need to do anything? And they all called him and they said, look, how do we support you for this wedding? And you know what Davido said? Davido said, all I need from you guys is your physical presence. I don't need a dime. I am rich enough to arrange my wedding by myself. I'll give that guy a plus for that. He earned my respect for that. He said, all I need from you guys is just your physical presence. And you can see the array of celebrities that were at his wedding. Adeleke was there, his father was there, Dangote was there, a lot of celebrities were there. And he told them, look guys, come honor me with your physical presence, forget about money. I have enough to go around. Yeah. Let's go on break. Before I come back, let's listen to La Ho, Charlie Poppy. La Ho, La Ho, La Ho. See you in a bit, guys. So vibing together this bright sunny Saturday, the 16th of August 2025, on your number one online radio station based in Manchester, Radio Africana, with your personal person Tayo Mustafa, whom everybody knows as Marshall. Let's vibe together. We're still vibing together. Yes, my people. Still talking about marriages. Nigerian billionaire Femi Otedola's daughter got married recently. Everybody said it was a marital coup. I don't know what they mean by that. But probably by the way and the manner and the secrecy by which the wedding took place. It not only took place recently, it's caught everybody unawares. Everybody just woke up the next morning and heard that, oh, Temi is married. Temi is married. Where? She got married in Iceland. Who did she get married to? She got married to a Nigerian artist, a musician called Mr. Easy. Everybody said, okay, just shut up my mouth. It is their choice. But they tied the nuptial knots in far away Iceland only recently. Mr. Easy and Temi Otedola. What do you think, people? Talk to me on 0744-881-1570. Oyinbo say different tales for different folks. Miami was loud for Davido and Chioma, while Iceland was quiet for Temi Otedola and Mr. Easy. anyhow where they dwell. Let's wish all of them marital bliss. Let's wish all of them all the best in their marital adventure. Still talking about marriage, especially Nigerians living in diaspora. It is a very, very serious issue. Over 50% of marriages that were solemnized in Nigeria and brought to United Kingdom or taken to America or Canada. A friend of mine will say it's a dead on arrival, DOA. Most of these marriages have collapsed. The Nigerian Community Association, Greater Manchester, is trying its best to ensure that the welfare of Nigerians, especially in Manchester, is being taken care of very well. I want to commend the executive of this association. I want to commend all the members for their efforts in ensuring that we have a say, we have a stake as far as our welfare is concerned in Manchester. Are we talking in terms of accommodation? Are we talking in terms of employment? Are we talking in terms of the human capacity development? Are we talking in terms of endowment? The Nigerian Community Association Greater Manchester has put in a lot and a lot and a lot. We cannot but thank the chairman, Alhaji Abiola, and his team for always being proactive, for always responding to our calls, for always responding to our requests, for always meeting our expectations. We won't stop requesting, we won't stop asking. And we also pray that God will also give you guys the enough resources, the enough strength to be able to always say yes to us. We've never heard a no. Even if it is not possible, it will still be like, okay, we'll see what we can do. Okay, we'll try our best. Okay, let's do it this way. Let's go to the left or let's go to the right. NCGM, Nigerian Community, Greater Manchester, thank you so much for all you do. And when I come back, we're going to be talking about celebrities who had their birthdays in July. We're going to be talking about a Nigerian who is striving to make an effort to make sure that Nigerians live good in Manchester. That takes us to Davido Anomale. With you, let's go there.
I don't know.
Okay, people, we're still vibing together this sunny Saturday from Manchester, United Kingdom, on your number one radio station, Radio Africana. I'm enjoying your messages on the WhatsApp 0744 881 1570. 0744 881 1570. Your opinion really matters a lot. Yeah, still talking about Nigerians living in Manchester, especially. A lot of parents have approached me expressing their concerns over the performance of their children in the last final year, secondary school final year exams, and college exams too, for them to get university admissions. And they said the performance has been low. A lot of parents said probably the markers were on the, you know, high level standard, and a lot of people were even implying racism. I said no, it has nothing to do with racism. When they mark their papers, they don't see the names. All they have there are just numbers, so they don't know whether they are Africans or Asians or Americans or whatever. I think the whole thing still boils down to us not to relent in encouraging our children to keep studying, because unfortunately this world where we are here, they are IT babies, they are technology babies. All they do is just get on the what do you call this thing, Xbox or whatever, put their earphone on, and they are out of this world. They are not in tune or in reality with what we are talking about. So if we need to go as far as giving them a timetable to know when to be on the Xbox and to know when to be with their books, I think that would go a long way in ensuring that yes, our students are performing. Because whether we like it or not, between me and you people, you know, say they know they read for this country. Now we they read them. Go to any university graduating. If 100 people are graduating in university, 80% of them will be blacks and Asians. That's 100%. I can say that anytime, any day. So if we can take that honest, bold, and spirited approach, I think it will be better for us. Especially in this part of the world where we live, education is very key. That's the only thing we can absolutely bequeath our children once we are gone. It's like you are giving them the wings. So once you give them the wings, once you ensure that their migration status is formalized, is legalized, the next thing for you to do for your children is to ensure that you give them that education. And that education is like the wing. So it's now left for them to fly as high as they can, as far as they can. So parents, please let us keep encouraging these children to continue to prioritize education and not Xbox. They should do more of reading than playing Xbox. And if they see parents now trying to encourage them, I'm sure that will give them a lot of support. That will give them a lot of encouragement. Still talking about Nigerians living in Manchester, a lot of people have expressed their concerns over the status of COS. How long does it take? If I am on this, how long will it take to do this? The Nigerian Community Association Greater Manchester is coming up with a workshop that will address all this. And it does not only has to do with COS, it also has to do with our passport. We have been advocating for the Nigerian High Commission in London to, you know, initiate a micro operational center in the Nigerian. We have a very big Nigerian house here that was bought during the Shehu Shagari era, a very massive Nigerian house owned by the federal government of Nigeria. And because of the location geographically of Manchester, people can don't need to go to London to go and do their passport. For goodness sake, they can as well come to Manchester. People living in Bolton, Wigan, Liverpool, Birmingham, blah blah blah, they can as well come to Manchester and do their passport. We're still on it, we're still talking, we're still advocating, we're still requesting that this should be done. And I'm appealing to the Nigerian Community Association in Greater Manchester to please not relent in their efforts to make sure that this is achieved this year, definitely this year. So I will let our viewers know how far we are going as far as the workshop and the seminar is concerned. The date has not been confirmed. Once the date is confirmed, once the venue is confirmed, we'll try to invite as much as we can to extend an invitation to Nigerians to come down and sit down and let's talk. How do I process my passport without going to London? How do I assess my immigration status in the UK? Where am I? Where am I coming from? Where am I going? Do I need 5 years? Do I need 10 years? Do I need 20 years? How do I do it? How do I go about it? Who do I talk to? Who do I talk to? Who do I talk to? We'll continue to let our viewers know when and where we are doing that. All right, before I come back, he was a hit back in the days. I wonder what happened to that guy. He still remains my favorite artist, a product of Unilag. We call him the Black Diamond. We call him Dudu Heritage. We call him Black Ebony. Wandy Cole is cover.
Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling.
Boy DJ.
Okay, people, I'm right back on track. Yep. Somebody sent me a message that, Mr. Marshall, how are you? I said, fine. He said, please, we need to meet as Nigerians. Is there a way you can facilitate this meeting? Maybe in a very large center? All right. I will relay your message back to the president of the Nigerian Community Association, Greater Manchester. And I'm sure next time we are having a talk, I should be able to give you a very definite answer to your request. Like I said, continue to send your message 0744-881-1570. We don't have any other country but Nigeria. Still talking about Nigerians, we have quite some celebrities that celebrated their birthdays in July. We can't name them all. I just have a few of them here. Let me just quickly run through it and wish them happy birthday in arrears. We have Burna Boy, who was born July 2nd, 1991. We have Johnny Drill, July 5, 1990. And their father, the greatest of the greatest, Richard Mofe Damijo Egbo, was born July 6, 1961. And our mommy and sister, Kate Henshaw, was born July 19, 1971. Otedola's in-law, the newly married guy, Mr. Easy, was born July 19, 1991, and Nigeria's sensation Afrobeat artist Wizkid Omobalogun was born July 16, 1990. And we also have our Nollywood queen, our theater queen, Rita Dominic, was born July 12, 1975. And their grandfather, greatest all, Nigeria's renowned number one actor, our daddy, Olu Jacobs, was born July 11, 1942. Olu Jacobs is the husband of our drama queen, our mama of their mama, Joke Silva. We want to wish all these guys the very best of birthdays. Before I come back to close today's program, you know it's always painful for me when I want to say goodbye. I find it very, very, very hard to say goodbye, but we can't but wrap it up in the next 5 minutes. But before I do that, on behalf of all the July celebrants, I want to use one of the celebrants' song, Whiskey. Kissy, 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 kitty, 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 kitty. Big shout out to my number one producer, Anjore Olua. Let's go there, bro.
Kese, 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 kese line. We turn the 02203. My love best seat, I love her. So baby, tell me why you wanna. She body make you do as you like. Now steady with the bloody canal. Blow some trees, make you feel her. I don't feel like man, I'm wasted. And I'm feeling reckless. Now we buy like a latest. That's why I'm working on patience. I know the joke with my paycheck. If then they sleep with them waiting. So we go vibe tonight. Come on, deep in. Kese, 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 kese. Kese, kese, baby, kese, kese. How many times they go tell the person? They know they pay to they learn the lesson. Shamaya, do me the best. And they survive anytime we did it.
Okay, people, we are on the rounding up level now. And before I go, I want to say a big shout out to a prominent Nigerian living in Manchester, a prominent member of the largest male-dominated association in Manchester, in United Kingdom, called the G-Men of Manchester. We call him Kaz, a distinguished friend, a distinguished member of the G-Men of Manchester. Today's your birthday. Happy birthday, brother. I want to wish you all the best. Congratulations. And for people making requests concerning our proposed town hall meeting, I want to assure you that I will definitely bring an update at the next episode of this program. And I want to say a big shout out to the producer, Jore. Thank you so much for your support always. Radio Africana Management, I appreciate you guys. Thank you for the platform. Thank you for the opportunity. And for my listeners, for my viewers, your comments, your opinions, your words means a lot to me. Thank you for the encouragement. I'll see you guys next week. But before then, let's keep it a secret with Burna Boy and ensure that we stay well, we stay good, and we see each other next Saturday. Continue to vibe with yourself. Continue to vibe with Marshall. See you guys next week. Bye.
Keep a secret for a long, long time when you're away. sleeping. Say my name.
Radio Africa.
Talking like you're ready, can you handle that? Maybe we can settle that. I know you're fiending for my bigger back, ooh. All in your face, all in your face. I'm down to do what you really want to. Champagne with a little fun, yeah. Show me what you really want. Nobody do me as good as you. See my record, just like magic. Drive me loco, automatic, so electric. Roboto, oh, you give me such an essence, I can hack it. So spiritual, fresh out the package. Oh, I wrap like bandage on you. It's only you for me, you for me, you for me. I'm still a diva, but I'm a keeper. It's your ability for stability. It's how you keep me held in captivity. Hold me like it. You know I'm for real. See my recoil, just like magic. Drive me loco, automatic, so electric. Roboto, oh, you give me such an essence, I can hack it. So spiritual, fresh out the package. Oh, I wrap like bandage on you. It's only